podcast is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the flight and the fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. What's the story this week? Am I fucking your woman? I'm fucked up on a hot pill.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. Right here at PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. This is episode number 406, and with me on the phone this evening is Reign of Z. What's up, guys?
Hello.
I mentioned off the air that I'm just going to let you guys introduce yourselves so I don't mess up any names.
That's okay. I'm Zosha West, and I am lead vocals and screams and cleans and circus folk.
I'm Zach. I do a little bit of a mix of rhythm and lead guitar, and I do backup vocals.
I'm Berg. I play bass.
And I am Steven, and I play guitar and do backups occasionally.
So, your drummer is absent. She's sick. She's been on the show, Amanda Blackwell. She was on a Alter Design show. I can't remember the episode number, but if you do a search on PARockShow.com, you'll be able to hear that show and Amanda on that one. And I feel for her because I think I'm probably getting the same thing she has.
You can't blame us, though.
No. Completely in a different place.
I don't think you can get that through Skype.
Maybe off of one of my students, though. You know, the flu is probably pretty prominent there.
School and daycares are accessible, man.
I am. I actually just got that. My principal said to me the other day, she's like, "You never get sick." And I was like, "No, I really don't."
Jinx.
Thanks. But anyway, so I knew where the name came from, I'm pretty sure. But I'm going to ask that default question that every interview asks, and then we'll move on to some stuff that normally doesn't get asked.
Oh, boy. Okay, so when I was moving away from the last project I was involved in, I flew out to California to have a meeting, and I met actually with Frankie, who is the bass player from New Year's Day. And he said to me, he's like, "You know, you should really do a band with your name." And I'm like, I can't do that. He's like, "Why?" I was like, for me personally, I feel like a band is a marriage, and everybody comes together and they all have a very important part. Like, for me, just to name it after myself, I really struggled with, because I understand like the entity I am on stage, but in real life, that's really not me at all. Like, I really feel it's a community effort. So I was like, why don't we just go with the letter Z as opposed to my name? So that seemed to fly with everybody. So that's kind of how that whole birthing came.
It sounds like a very powerful name. And for those of you that haven't heard the band, that's probably a great way to describe it too. It's very powerful.
Oh, well, thank you.
You will get a chance to hear them and in between interview segments, the track that you sent me, I believe, is Whispers in the Wall. Did I have that right?
Yes.
I apparently closed my folder that had it in it, so I was trying to remember. But anyway, so you know, that's one of the normal questions that get asked. And you'll get a few of those from me, but then you'll get some off-the-wall ones. Not quite as bad when people were here live and getting drunk and things were being thrown bad. Out. But so what if you could pick any band to open for, who would you open for and where would it be? What venue?
For me personally, I would want to open up for Seven Dust, and it would be over at like Red Rock Amphitheater.
I really want to go to that place.
Yeah, it looks beautiful, and I know the acoustics are really awesome.
Just kind of, I need someone over there to direct. Anyone else want to answer that?
Go ahead, Zeb.
Oh man, I would open up for In This Moment. I'm such a fan. I try not. That's like the one I would get like really fangirl. I'd have to like contain myself.
I tell you, I'm such a fan.
I'd have to take a Xanax. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. And probably if I got to do that, I would definitely probably want to do it at the Whiskey A Go Go.
I was watching a video on Netflix, and it's called Who the F Is That Guy? I don't know if you've seen it. Except, obviously, it's not F. It's actually about he started out, he was 16 in New York, or 14, and he would leave his house and go to different venues and watch bands, and then he ended up being an A&R guy, and it was actually pretty cool. So if you're listening and haven't seen that, go ahead and check that out.
It is in my queue to watch, actually.
What's that?
He's like a hired gun that, like,
yeah,
everybody knows his songs, but they have no clue who the guy is.
And I fell asleep, so I probably missed that part. But he was involved in Metallica getting signed and some other bands. So, and I had no idea who he was until it showed up on my What You Should Watch page, and I was like, what is this? And then I sent Jonna. You guys know Jonna, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent her a message. I'm like, look, they made a movie about us.
She actually just did a photo shoot for us last weekend.
I actually knew that. I didn't remember, but she sent me a message.
Oh, awesome.
So all of that is kind of her website and akmusicscene.com and PA Local Bands and PA Rock Show and buildthescene.com. They're all kind of all working together, and you'll be appearing on all of those sites this month. I don't know if they told you that part of it.
They didn't, but that's exciting.
So that's why probably right after you talked to Dakota, I messaged you pretty directly.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay, so if I was to look at your music collection, what bands and albums might I find? And now they're all going, I'm not answering that.
I'll answer that.
Go ahead, Blinky.
I listen to anything from like Black Sabbath to Bone Thugs and Harmony to Garth Brooks to a bunch of like underground bands that nobody listens to, Tool, local bands. So if you look at into my phone and my music collections, there's going to be an array of different things. I kind of tend to stay towards like the hard rock and the metal, but Garth Brooks is amazing.
And the Thunder Rolls.
I became a Garth Brooks fan when he covered a Kiss song.
There you go. See?
Actually, I just opened up my phone to iTunes to check my collection, and Ice Cube Predator opened up. So I must have been having a gangsta day.
Yeah, if it's good music, I'll listen to it. It doesn't matter on the genre or anything like that. I like a lot of two-piece bands. There's a band called the Pack AD. It's two girls, and they play like this garage lo-fi blues, and it's really awesome. And yeah, just anything I can get my hands on, anything that can keep my interest. If I can listen to two songs of your band and continue on to the third one, it's a good indication that you're pretty good. 10 seconds into it, I'm like, I don't think so. But big guitars, you know, anything that's about loud guitars, I'm just in love with.
Anyone else want to go with that one?
Oh, come on, show tunes.
I love musical theater.
And Britney Spears.
I do. Listen, I don't care. I'll admit. I really want to go see Britney Spears in Vegas. Sorry, I don't even care. See, Blink wants to go. Okay.
Teaser, man.
16-year-old Britney, I didn't want to have anything to do with. 35-year-old Britney, I am all about her.
I think I'm just going to leave that there.
It's probably for the best.
Yo, Brittany, you listen.
But then I like Cannibal Corpse and Whitechapel. So, you know, I listen to it all. It'll go from like Wicked into NSYNC into Cannibal Corpse. So like, it's very confusing to people.
I have some odd tastes too. I am a huge fan of the 80s. So yeah. My music will go from like Breaking Benjamin or Mastodon to like Madonna and Stevie Nicks and stuff. Like, I will fully admit Madonna's got some cool
music. You are a material girl.
You know what? I am. Like a virgin, man. You know, so I'm kind of all over the place. Kill Switch Engage. You know, I mentioned Seven Dust. Things like that. I'm kind of all over the place.
I think to be a musician, you have to be open to other styles and not limit yourself to one style. And
sure.
If you limit yourself to one style, you're just putting yourself into a box. And, you know, there's no rules. We joined a band because we don't like rules. And unfortunately, it's like, rules.
I even have a little bit of Childish Gambino in my iTunes.
I don't know who it is either.
Yeah, we're all kind of confused, Zach.
Donald Glover, man. He's an actor, too. Really good actor.
Wait, did you say Donald Glover?
Yeah, that's Childish Gambino.
I didn't know that.
Yep. That's where he started, and then he got into film.
He was in, Mel Gibson. Like, in Predator and that guy?
No, you're thinking of Danny Glover.
Oh, okay.
This is his brother.
No, Donald Glover is a young kid. He's probably in his 20s.
He was in Community. Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys are playing the Rubber Meets Steel show at the Empire Concert Club, is that correct?
Yes.
27th this month. We'll just add another win to the column for Pittsburgh.
I want to point out something. There are four bands on that show, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And yours is the only one I didn't do the website for.
Really?
Really. Hellfire Club, Three Vultures, and Scowl. Those are all me.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how to feel about that. I feel very confused.
Well, whenever we launch it, I hope it lives up to your standard.
I hope there's not like a website war.
Yeah. You don't want to start that.
We get ganged up on and they steal our equipment and send our website viruses.
Take our lunch money.
We
actually have a semi-busy month. We have a show every weekend. We're going to be playing tomorrow in Johnstown with It Is Written in Psalms of Silence. And then following weekend, we're going to be in Baltimore with Fire and Elysium for their CD release party. And then, of course, we have the show with Hellfire Club and Skell.
Yeah, they're have you guys played with Skell before?
Yeah.
I love those guys. In fact, I kind of forced them to let me do their website.
Like, was it at gunpoint or was it?
Oh, it
like
was verbal? Years upon years upon years of me saying, I really want to do your site. I really want to do your site.
You just bullied them. I like that tactic. I use that a lot.
They are very energetic and a very, very tight band. a very good band to see live. Because they put it all out there. 100% energy.
Sorry, I just unplugged my laptop.
Okay.
Gonna get that cord put back in.
Take your time.
And then how about the Hellfire Club? Have you guys seen them live?
I have.
No, I have not.
Oh, they're a pretty good time when I watched them. They've got some cool originals that I heard, and then they did some really cool covers. They did a, I'm trying to remember which Stone Sour song it was, but they did a really good job with it.
How about I convinced them to cover Detroit Rock City of the show?
Really?
Hey, that's a classic, man.
It's not really their style, though.
That's a good challenge, though.
Yeah. But yeah.
Talk about my hate for Kiss.
well.
10 years later.
Gene Simmons is going to start.
We got a cease and desist order for you to keep our name out of your mouth.
I actually met Gene.
Sorry to hear that.
Did he try to sell himself?
No. I already had it. I bought a book.
Oh, you had to pay $300 to get into the place, right?
No.
Okay.
This is the
dude probably could have sold beachfront property at the Grand Canyon.
Oh my god!
Slap a Kiss logo on it.
You might want to edit this part out.
That's great. For the record, my name is Bill, and I'm not saying any of that. he actually talked to me about my digital camera. That was a conversation I had with him. So I actually had a good experience, but I know a lot of people don't usually.
He's a normal person. Digital cameras and
long walks on the beach.
Yeah,
he's suing people.
Yeah. I did watch his reality show, though. I did. As much as I don't like Kiss, I did watch that reality show. That was pretty good. I liked it. What was that called?
Family Jewels.
Family Jewels, yeah.
Link was all about it.
So, let's get back to you guys for a little while. Like I said, it's going to be all over the place.
That's okay.
Who would you cite as the person that has supported each of you individually the best over your musical careers?
I would have to say my bass player.
I'd have to say my guitar player.
Berg and I have been playing music together for the past like 15 years in different bands, and I would have to say that he's my friend that cares.
Our parents collectively have been to one show.
One show per band.
One show per band.
Anybody else want to tackle that one?
Go ahead, Ginger.
I said this in the last interview, but I would say over the years it would be, you know, my mom and dad. They were always pretty encouraging with, you know, my music, whether they liked it or not. So it's been nice to kind of come around full circle and be in a project with people that I really gel with, and we're putting out some solid material that is starting to catch a little traction and people are really starting to enjoy. So.
That was very sentimental.
Thanks.
I'm warmer now.
Yeah.
In the heart region.
God.
Are you sure it's not your cholesterol?
No, it's good.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, Bill, I have to say my mom, otherwise she'll put me on the cross, man. I can't speak for the group, but like my mom literally is the biggest fan.
She is. She literally is.
She's like in group chats with us.
Sending us inspirational messages. Making me matzo ball soup.
Like, she is like 100, like she's ready to quit her job and drive the van. My mom and my aunt, hands down. My aunt, she doesn't necessarily understand why I do what I do. Because all the training and everything I've come from, that's a whole nother entity and conversation. But I went the other end of the spectrum. And she's been supportive and whatever makes you happy. So, you know, those are my two cheerleaders.
My mom bought me my first guitar under the promise that I would play her the theme song to 90210. I learned that song and I played it for her.
So. All right, so I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we'll take a short break. This one is where I say something that's going to get me sued. This is like VH1 Behind the Music. Uh-oh. So tell me about the song Whispers in the Wall.
So you do.
Well, I think it's something that me, Berg, and Blink can chime in and talk about. The band that we're actually playing with tomorrow, it is written, their bass player, who is all close to us, he passed away. And I won't go into detail, but essentially I wrote the song in a tribute to him. And, you know, just losing people so young, I think anybody, no matter how old or how young, I think they can relate to the song.
Okay. I'm not even going to comment on that. We'll just let it go.
Definitely. When we recorded the song, I kind of felt like there was something with us there. I mean, you know, I might be getting a little spiritual on everybody, but I felt that there was something in there. I mean, I was just getting so excited about just laying it down and listening to it and how it turned out that I was like, there's something else in the works here with us. And I think a lot of that does come into play in energies and stuff like that. And I think you could feel it on the song. You can definitely tell it's an emotional song for everyone, like Seth said.
Yeah, I mean, it actually choked me up the first time we played it live. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something about it. Just because you make so many, in this business, you make connections, but to make a genuine connection with somebody, because this guy was true and true, genuine, and, you know, he will be missed. But, it definitely hits to the heartstrings, man. Definitely hit us hard. So hopefully it does him a little tribute, you know. So
we just got somber, and I don't know where to go with it.
Then we'll take a short break.
that's great. I'm gonna play "Whispers in the Wall" by Reign of Z, and I think I'll play some Skell, and then on the next when we're done with the next segment. I'll just follow through with the rest of that show and play some Three Vultures and some live The Hellfire Club. We'll cover all four of them.
Awesome.
So, my name is Bill. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, and we'll be right back with Reign of Z. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Bill. We're back on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight are Reign of Z. If you're just tuning in, you missed their song Whispers in the Wall and Scale. You can check. You said you were getting ready to launch a website. Did I catch that?
Yeah. We're waiting on some of our photo shoot to come back and I believe album artwork for Whispers so we can throw it up on the store.
Okay. So in the meantime, they should find you on Facebook, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Instagram.
YouTube. We don't have a Twitter, do we?
We don't tweet.
Thank God.
We don't tweet.
We don't twat.
We're not tweeties. It's too much.
I do have one, but my website actually auto posts to it, so I never log into it.
We have to figure out how to do that.
Dude, I started a Twitter account, and then I just ended up starting following porn stars. It's like, what? What am I doing?
Radio edit.
Why?
I would indeed like to know if you're a blush this weekend.
They're professionals, too.
Oh, my God.
Right. How about, and I'm almost afraid to ask this question.
You can ask it.
How about a embarrassing moment that you had on stage?
Oh, blank.
Are we talking throughout time frames?
Sure.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I would call any of mine embarrassing.
No, but they were legendary.
Some were legendary, yes.
The wall fight was great.
Yeah, I like to fight walls sometimes, and I like to I like to be free when I play. We can just leave it at that. Long time ago, not anymore. I've grown up, and now I just I don't know what I do.
Yeah, I wouldn't say like embarrassing, but there was this moment. It happened in a band that Blink and I were in, and our guitar player went and did a guitar throw. We were up on an elevated stage, and the people were in front. And this poor girl, the strap broke, and just like a guided missile right into her face. I'm talking cherry blossomed her whole nose up. I just instantly make for the merch bin to grab this girl some like free stuff. I'm just like, please don't sue us.
We crushed you in the face with a guitar. Here's a free shirt.
Yeah, it works out.
I want t-shirts. I want gift cards and keychains.
But I can't say that on radio.
yeah, so I guess it's not like an embarrassing. I guess if mine's embarrassing, it's I put myself in that embarrassing moment. It wasn't like a...
I peed my pants.
Right. It was
he didn't pull a Fergie.
I knew exactly what I was doing at that time and, you know, did some Ace Ventura butt talk back in the day.
Especially nude in West Virginia.
That's acceptable.
Yeah. I would like to go out of state and follow along the lines of Blink 182 and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And some G.G. Allin.
And some G.G. Allin and be free.
Yeah, whenever the bouncer, who is a very large African American man, goes, I just got out of jail. I can't see that.
Radio edit.
True story, bro.
Ginger.
I honestly don't. I don't really have any stories where I've had that snafu. To be completely honest, I am relatively new in terms of stage performance. You know, I played guitar on my own for a number of years, and the bands that I had been in before were at least either the bands themselves were short-lived or my time in the band was short-lived. It was normally just because of circumstances outside of the band itself that I would have to kind of step away. And so in all honesty, I don't think I've really had the the experience.
Oh, okay.
I can name one.
Say it.
For Mr. Zach.
Okay,
help me
out here. His hair.
Like you put it in an electric socket and it's your hair last show.
Okay, so
that's called an Ace Ventura
hair. My hair the last show, like I've been trying to do different stuff with it because my hair only does so much. So I've been trying to grow it out, and the way my hair grows is it doesn't grow back, it grows forward. So normally I usually like spike the front of my hair up, but my hair has gotten so long that when I spiked it up in the front, I had some like weird Ace Ventura thing going on.
No, it was something about Mary. It was more than something about Mary. You're like, oh, is that hair gel?
So.
Yep, I should have been afraid.
Not to throw you under the bus, but your hair looks it's a lot better tonight.
How about your favorite moment on stage?
I think it's every time I'm on there. That's what I love to do. And I wouldn't even say one show is better than other shows. I'm up there with people that I enjoy playing music with. And every single time that I put my guitar on, it's an experience and an adventure. So I have to say every single time.
Wow, you're really stern on that.
With conviction. Sir.
Yes.
It is fun.
Yes.
It's the best. Not too many people understand it.
I've always said that, like, I don't think that there's a drug out there that reproduces the high that you get when you're up on stage, and especially if you're playing in front of a crowd that is really giving that energy back to you. My favorite moment on stage, I would have to say, would probably actually be one of the coolest shows that I've played so far. And I played at the Altar Bar before it closed down. And, you know, Blink had mentioned earlier about, you know, there being, you know, an energy when you go out and play live, and to be on the same stage that some of my favorite bands had been on before. Like, there was just an energy that I got from playing that night that was not something that I've been able to reproduce since.
It's amazing. Like,
the exact spot as somebody else's. Or whoever your favorite guitar player is, his amp sat right where my amp is sitting.
The tone sounds so much better tonight.
I don't know, bro. There was that one show. I mean, this is back in the Great Fire Hall days, man. Whenever you could go see a great show where somebody would run a fire hall out, it would just be some of the most phenomenal metal acts. But me and Steve over here, we were in a band. I don't know what you would have classified it as, but we get to a quote-unquote breakdown lookout, and the entire whole floor just erupted into people just picking up chains and kung fu fighting. It's still a thing that like sticks in my head to this day, man. It was amazing. But yeah, that was I'm picturing it right.
And after the first Rena Z show, I was very like, okay, we got that out of the way. You know?
Yeah.
No hiccups, we got that out of the way. Now, you know, let's just take over the world.
Let's take over. I have to say, Phil, when I played the Whiskey A Go Go, that was probably one of the most pivotal moments for me. I've never felt energy like that before, and I was very humbled to be there. You know, I kind of pulled a Wayne's World, and I was like, no, where is he? Obviously, it wasn't in this band. It was in a project I was involved in years ago, but that's something. You know, there's songs written about it. It's a destination that a lot of musicians try to get to. So that was a really big experience in my life personally.
Cool. I have maybe two more questions for you if you guys can stick around.
Yeah.
Okay. If this one, I want you to think about the other local musicians that you've played with. And I want you to create a super band from the other bands that you've been on stage with, but you can't pick anyone that's in your current band.
Oh god, we have to think.
Yeah, I don't know. This is kind of a tough one.
It's tough
because, truth be told, I don't know the names of all the people.
My body's terrible.
If I'm going to sit here and be honest, because I might just be like, oh, the bassist of this band, the guitarist of this band.
Aren't we terrible?
I can say I played with a band called, they're no longer a band, but they are called What Great Fangs, and they're from West Virginia, and their singer, Creighton, is one of the best frontmans that I've ever seen in my entire life. He's an awesome dude. His lyrics are just amazing, and his energy and, you know, just being a frontman is awesome. I would take him as my front man.
I'd take Corey. Roth from Brimstone Coven.
Corey Roth from Brimstone Coven also. Yeah. From the West Virginia area. Amazing songwriter. Very, very good guitar player. That's really all you need. You don't need a drummer.
Yeah. When you we're doing the interview without one.
You have those two dudes. That's all you need. But, yeah, those two guys, I think, are Brimstone Coven is, they're signed to Metal Blade, and they're very, Corey Roth and Andrew DeCagna, very, very talented dudes. Corey, an awesome guitar player.
Awesome individual.
Awesome individual. Drummer-wise, I don't know.
That's hard.
That's very hard.
I would definitely take Cassie from Art of Burning Bridges for the bass player.
Yes.
She's a badass.
Their drummer's awesome.
Yeah.
Also. I don't know what his name is.
I know both his names.
Justin. It's Justin Time.
Is that a fake name?
Is that a stage name?
It absolutely is.
Sorry, there is
an episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show where I out it and tell you what his real name is, but you have to go find it.
Okay, we'll find it.
I've known him since probably 2004.
He's amazing.
He was in a band at that point called Fountain Infinity.
I would definitely be able to take Louis from Resistance 13. He's pretty cool to watch live. I don't know if you've ever watched those guys or heard about those guys.
I do have their music. But I have not seen him live.
Oh yeah, he's almost like a front man on drums. He's really cool, very engaging. And that's really hard to do when you're behind a kit. So he has my utmost respect. I guess I will say Jerry Mulligan is okay as a front person. I might let him in my band if I get to hang out with his wife.
For me personally, guitar players, of course, are naturally going to come to mind for me, but I would take CJ from Unparalleled Height and Brad from Arcane Haven, and I think I would throw Johnny from Never Wake on vocals.
Yeah.
And drummer. Well,
I definitely would want, I would definitely want Carly from Defy the Time on vocals.
Yeah.
She's pretty great. I enjoy her as a human. Do you have their stuff, Bill?
I do not. I don't have Never Wake either. And not for the lack of trying.
Back on it.
I'm actually just going to form a super group that's just me.
Yeah, it's just
going to
be
fun. I just play with I just play with holograms of myself.
Oh, so you have like the Wolf Bronson character?
Mm-hmm. And actually, I won't be on stage. It'll just be all holograms.
We can make that happen.
The Wizard of Oz.
Exactly. There's a man behind the curtain. You open up the curtain. There's no man behind the curtain.
Just another hologram.
He's not Oz. He's not the founder of Oz.
Hey, last question for you. Is there anyone that you guys would like to give a shout out to? And also take a moment and mention those shows that you have coming up too, so everyone has them fresh in their mind.
Oh my goodness.
You want to do the shows first?
Yeah. Go ahead, Ginger.
All right.
Human calendar.
Come on, human calendar.
Calendar, man. So tomorrow we will be at Slam and Sam's in Johnstown with It Is Written in Psalms of Silence. Following weekend, I'm going to say it's the 17th?
19th.
I'm sorry. The 19th, we will be in Baltimore with Fire and Elysium for their CD release party with Midvale, Seventh Seal. And I believe there is one more that's escaping me. I'm sorry if you're listening. Probably not. And then following weekend, we will be playing in Akron with, Hellfire Club and Scowl and Three Vultures.
And then back in Pittsburgh.
And then back in Pittsburgh with Fire Elysium, we're actually bringing them down, and we're going to be playing those shows as well with Winter's Descent.
Oh, we got to hang out with Jerry.
Yeah, we got to hang out with Jerry. It's really unfortunate.
His wife will be there. We'll be good.
Yeah. no, but personally for me, but I do have to really give a couple shout outs. All joking aside, to Winter's Descent. I've been very blessed and lucky to get very close to them, and they work very close with me, manifesting shows and just being good people, good sounding boards. Lee from Big Atlantic has been a big advocate for us this year. I'm trying to think what Mr. Small's Funhouse has been really, really good to us in our hometown, and Jesse always for being gracious to us and being fair. Jonna for always taking excellent photography. Dan from GTX has been a great advocate. And we do have to give a shout out to our artist develop guy, Tim, from the Hit Collective. Tim's also in Blame Shift, has been with us on this journey, and basically everybody who just continues to support us. And oh yeah, Bobby from Blackcraft Cult Clothing. I don't know if you know them or not, but
I do not.
We were just recently endorsed by them.
Yeah, we're endorsed by them. So you know, that was pretty sweet deal. We're not upset about that at all. And just all the bands that continue to play with us and support us. And obviously people would take time out to like our stuff, listen, and, you know, actually care. You know, you guys keep us going. So thank you.
Okay, I lied. I have one more question for you.
Okay. Quit lying to us.
Where can the people listening to the show find your music? How can they get a hold of it?
Never. Nowhere. No, I'll let Zach take that one.
As soon as we get the album artwork back, which should hopefully be very soon, we're going to be releasing it on all digital platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, things of that nature. We will be putting it up on Bandcamp as well. But for right now, we have several live videos up on our YouTube that are actually very good quality. It doesn't really detract from what we got going on in the studio. So, we'll of course keep everybody posted on the upcoming releases
soon. Hey, well, thank you guys for coming on the show, and as you release more music, make sure you get in touch with me, and we'll do this again.
Sure, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
No problem. This has been Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 406. My name is Bill, and that was Reign of Z. We'll see you next week. I wish I could tell you who's going to be on the show, but I don't know. So if you would like to be on the Pennsylvania Rock Show, send me an email, bill@parockshow.com, or find me on Facebook, or go to parockshow.com. We'll catch you next week.
Everybody get a drink. It might not be for you guys, but this is last call for us.
dream spiral.